Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, BPM, share number 147. That's Bias Pnimi, share for men, share number 147. We're in the book, The Win-Win Marriage by Yecheskel Seltzer. And we talked about the crux and the shayrish of it is to recognize that one has three relationships in life. Bein Adam L'Makom, with God. Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, with your fellow man or with your wife in particular. And Bein Adam L'Atzmei, with yourself. And the last two shiurim, we talked about the relationship with yourself and with Hashem. And today we're going to talk about the relationship with your wife. Rum Tversky used to say that the reason and the secret of peace in the home, the shayrish of Shalom Bayis, is the awareness that a husband and wife are not two distinct individuals living in a contractual relationship, but they're one unit. If they love each other, they are also loving themselves. And if they respect each other, they are also respecting themselves. Of course, Rabbi Kiva, famous Zeklal Gadol Batayra, the Shayrish, is Vahafta L'Reacha Kamoicha, loving your friend, your neighbor, as yourself. Zeklal Gadol Batayra, that's the greatest principle of the Torah. And Reacha is also meaning your wife, like Reya Mahuvim. It's a reference to your wife. V'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha, to love your wife like yourself. For some men, it doesn't even occur that this great mitzvah applies above all to one's wife. And like we said, and again, it must be a Kabbalah from Rav Chaim Vital. If someone could show me where it's written inside his ksav, I might appreciate it, but it seems to be a well-known Kabbalah from him, that a person's midos, his character traits, are measured exclusively by the relationship with his wife. The importance of one's wife. The Hebrew word for chayim is plural form because chayim is life. Life needs to be shared. And the shayrish of human relationships is marriage. Right after creating Adam HaRishon, Hashem said, "Leitayv heyes Adam levadai." It's not good enough for man to live alone. And he created not a friend, not a chavrusa. He created a wife for Adam HaRishon. The importance of a wife is mind-boggling. You know, if you take Chazal seriously, you look at Gemara Yevam, Estaf Samach, Beis Amabeis, Rav Tamchen, in the name of Chanchiloi, Rav Chanchiloi. Any man who does not have a wife dwells without happiness, without blessing, without goodness. In Eretz Yisrael, they added also without Torah, without protection. Rabbi Ullah added without peace. Rabbi Yaakov added without a helper, without atonement. And Yeshua ben Sichnan also added without life. So it is just mind-boggling what the Chazal say about a wife and the bracha that a wife brings and the absence and the void that is there when there is no wife or when it's not done, not treated, you don't treat your wife properly. The purpose of life is tikkun. Hashem, in his love for us, gives us a wife that will facilitate our tikkun. That's why on creating Chava, Hashem charged her with a job. You should be Ezer Kenegdo, you help opposite him. Now, there was no need for him to earn a living then, or cook, or shop, but to help him with his spiritual mission. And she accomplishes this by being opposite of him. The opposite, we talked this in other shiurim, that the Ezer we understand, and that's pleasant to us, that we help each other, and she's a helper for me, and the wife helps the husband. But the Kenegdai, which we usually look at as adversarial and as negative, is really an extreme positive. Your wife being the opposite of you in the most basic way, number one, from the very fact that she's female, with all the inherent biological differences and intellectual differences and emotional differences, that is a male-female divide. A wife may often be opposite in personality. You know, we had shiurim on personality types on the Myers-Briggs system, and we hope to, as Hashem, do one on the Enneagram as well. But as an example, there's four pairs: extroverted versus introverted, thinking versus feeling, sensing versus intuitive, judging versus perceiving. So as an example, we'll pick now the thinking versus feeling, about 60% or so of males, maybe a little more than that, are the thinking types, while 60% or more of females are the feeling types, which means that a husband is prone to make decisions based on objective facts. His wife will be prone to make decisions based on subjective feelings. That alone could lead to friction when deciding upon which house to buy, which school to send your school to, where to go on vacation, all of these things. He puts here a very cute cartoon of a marriage counselor advising a couple, saying like this, you know, they used to have this peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, which very, very popular, and kids like it. So this marriage therapist said peanut butter and jelly are completely different, but they've been together forever. And if they can do it, so can you. Very cute, but very true. So, or as an example, if one spouse is extroverted and the other one introverted, and the extroverted spouse will love hosting Shabbos guests, which may be torture for the introverted spouse. And the divine Shatchen HaKadosh Baruch Hu deliberately matched these opposites, because learning to live with and with love your opposite creates the heightened Shleimistika human being that you're meant to be. Same thing with if one is punctual and the other one is like delays a lot. One's a neat freak and the other one is oblivious to messes. One is more spiritual oriented and one is more down to earth, pragmatic. So learning to live and love your opposite creates not only shalom bayis, but it creates a shleimus within you. It makes you a better person. You're a better person as a result. So we will talk in this book about the tools dealing with marriage friction, how to handle it. But one needs to realize, it's very important, that these conflicts that you have with your wife are not malfunctions of the system. There's a mistake that thinks that there's something wrong with the mechanism here and it should always work smoothly. And if it doesn't, that means there's a malfunction in the marriage. There's no malfunction in the marriage. It's an inherent part of the system. These conflicts are an inherent part of the system devised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're not producing this utopian type life here, but rather a rectified version of individuals working through the system that Hashem put here of tikkun and of marriage. You're a soul that came down to the physical world to make tikkunim, to rectify some negative traits, to rectify some shortcomings. And your wife also has a soul. She has her own struggles, her own challenges, her own tikkun. And behind whatever you find aggravating about your wife is a pure holy neshama. And that pure holy neshama needs to be treated with a kindness. Needs to be treated with a compassion. All the Bein Adam L'Chaveri mitzvahs, such as not carrying a grudge, applies most to your wife. About not taking revenge applies most to your wife. About Einas Dvarim, not hurting another human being with words, applies mostly to your wife. Being done L'Kav Zchus, judging favorably, applies most to your wife. Loving your neighbor, V'Ahavta Rechah Kamecha, applies first to your wife. This is something so fundamental and very often neglected. And we have to learn never to neglect this, to recognize the aside of this, to recognize that this is Ashlemus, to recognize this is Hashem speaking to us. Again, this is the first time where most people have a real relationship, and that's why it becomes very traumatic for some people. By recognizing now that they are facing a person that they cannot escape and they have to deal with their own issues. It triggers our own issues. Because with other previous relationships, you have a friend, you could discard them or get away from them, parents, other things, siblings, you have a way to remove yourself from them temporarily, at least, you know, get relief and you go elsewhere when you have a type of a friction with them. With a wife, you're living with her. You're with her 24/7 in many ways. Even if you're doing your own things, you're always connected. And that creates that having to face yourself constantly. So that is a very important insight. So this idea of marriage as a success, a marriage as a tachlis. Again, we mentioned when we... So in the main shiurim, we had a book, Do's and Don'ts of Staying Happily Married. And over there, we discussed the four building blocks of love towards your wife. To recognize her milas is number one. Number two, hakaras hatayiv. To express appreciation, recognize the benefits you receive from her. And sharing and complimenting is the third building block. And the fourth is actual giving, the dynamic of constantly giving. So all of these aspects are extremely crucial in practicing that aspect to appreciate your wife's nature, like we discussed. We're going to discuss communication. We're going to discuss the responsibilities of a good spouse and what it entails. So the side of this built from the first two, you have to love yourself and you have to recognize your great value. Then you have to recognize how you're loved by Hashem and Hashem loves you. And that sets up for the foundation to have a healthy Beinon L'chaveiro, in particular with your wife. And when you do this, you realize this is a primary force in your life. This is a Iker Tafkid. Most of the Iker Tikkun Hamidas comes through this dynamic. Then you will look upon this as a tremendous bracha. And again, this, it's a good idea also, together with this, to learn and study the Chayvus Havavos, the Shar HaBitachin, and in general, really focus on Bitachin, Emunah and Bitachin. Because the Emunah and Bitachin aspects helps in all areas of life, but very, very much so in the area of marriage. And we'll continue to talk about that as well, Be'ez Hashem, in the upcoming Shiurim. Bracha v'atzlacha.